Well, good morning. That's a little better. 6:46 a.m. Tuesday, July the 28th, 2026. On a mostly blue sky morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Few thin clouds up there. I'm running a little later than I want to be this morning, but not as late. Not so late that it's going to be a serious problem, I hope. Let me get this stowed away. Hopefully it keeps recording. So yeah, quiet 3 days. Yesterday had spent a lot of time in no man's sky, spent a fair amount of time yesterday finishing off, I've been calling it book 7, but it's really book 6 of Soldier's Life. Finished that. And I also spent a fair amount of time in Shackelford House yesterday. Inching the story along, it feels like I'm pushing against a mountain and expecting it to move. But it's moving. I plan to get back into it again today. We'll see how well the plans play out. It's muggy this morning. Humid for us, which is probably 35%. I'm so spoiled. Trying to get my watch display to show me what I wanted to show me. I'm pushing right along this morning. Trying to get back so that I can get some breakfast. Get on with the morning. Somebody left me a note, a comment on the blog on NathanLowell.com. About an AI he used to create a 500-page novel of featuring Ishmael Huang. And then I should check it out. And he wanted to know if I wanted a PDF. I'm like, dude, What part of this do you not understand? This is basically Eliza fanfic. It answers the story of what would it look like, it answers the question, what would a story look like? It doesn't answer the question, what is Nathan going to write next? And I suppose for some people that's sufficient. That's sufficient. Personally, I don't find it particularly compelling. It's like, why would I do that? It's like, what sort of, I guess the answer is, it doesn't really matter what the story is as long as it's a story that I want to read. And in a certain sense, I get it. Because that's sort of my thing, is writing the stories I want to read but can't find. But it's not 500 pages of predictive text on steroids. It's just not. And I see this lady on the other side. I did. We meet again. And I looked at that and I thought, this bubble can't burst fast enough. When it does, it's going to take a lot down with it, I'm afraid of. This perpetual motion machine they think they've built by funding each other rather than taking in revenue. It seems like it has to bite them in the butt. At some point, there have to be people willing to buy, willing to spend money, willing to put dollars into the cycle. And already companies are finding that this isn't doing what they want it to do. It isn't doing what they need it to do. It isn't doing what they were promised it would do. At some point, This is not sustainable. Bob with his walking sticks out this morning. Where that lady with the tricycle is. Come up and get ready to sit with me. Monk pose. I've seen her a couple of times, but not predictable. Well, I'm not predictable either, so that's only fair, I suppose. Lots of bird noises. Lady with her little dog. Let me give her some room here. Good morning. Cat got me up at 5, and I squandered those extra minutes. I should have gotten out at sunrise. I could have if I hadn't. Should have, could have, would have. A terrible habit to be in. Morning. She's a tall one. Of course, I'm kind of short these days. I was never very tall. He didn't let it bother me. Never occurred to me. There's lots of things that never occurred to me. It's like, really? You're worried about that? Why? What can you do about it? That lilac bush looks poor. It's not getting enough water. Where's my rose bush this morning? There it is. Looking kind of wilty. The Russian sage has taken over everywhere. I noticed earlier, there's a lot of bindweed, holy cow. I noticed earlier in the walk, on the other side of town, there's the other side of the walk, other side of town. Yeah, it's like, no, it's just over there, 3/4 mile from where I am at the moment. But guy taking a hedge trimmer, apparently, and just running along the sidewalk. to pull the Russian sage back. It makes a pretty nice hedge, although it's going to die off and look terrible, but he'll go through a lawnmower and cut it down probably. So, No Man's Sky has gotten to the point where I'm working through the last of the closed loop quests that I know about, building out my tool set. I have a collection of multi-tools that one is for scanning, one is for damage, one is for mining, and then I've got a third one that's just for fishing, because apparently you can pick up a lot of interesting things by fishing. So go catch three fish and get a module to add another cargo slot to your ship. All right. A little bait, 5 minutes. I'll take it. I'm working on my linguistics. I have so much of the Viking language down that when I ask for dialect help, they only give me one choice. And it's the mystery, it's the connector words. I really should build up my exosuit and add a couple of translator modules. I've got one real feeble one, but there are better ones. I don't know if they stack or not. But I'm working on the other two now. I've got a lot of GEC I'm working on. There's much less gobbledygook on the screen. I can understand most Viking now. I don't know if it'll ever get to the point where I can. Well, that's unfortunate. I'm showing 18 minutes, but the recording was paused. I don't know if I paused it pulling out of my pants or what. Anyway, I am at the back gate. You got 18 minutes. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.